There we go. Let's get to Tommy Brown. Tom, let's go through so far what's happened. Take us through who's gone where, and then we'll get to what happens today.
Well, I'll pick up from yesterday, Eddie. Lachie Fogarty went from the Cats to Carlton. Nakia Cockatoo from Geelong to Brisbane. Adam Saad from Essendon to Carlton. That deal eventually got done. There was a bit of argy-bargy the night before last about that deal. I think Essendon was a bit underwhelmed by Carlton's trading tactics, but in the end, all is fair in love and war, and they got the deal done.
So basically that was Saad to Carlton for pick eight and rats and mice at the other end.
100%.
It gets mucked around. Yeah, so what everyone thought 2 weeks ago ended up happening.
Much ado about nothing. Alia has gone from Sydney to Port Adelaide. Sean Higgins, we anticipated this, from North to Geelong, formerly. That's been locked in. Tom Hickey going from West Coast to Sydney, the effect of Hickey.
What do you think of that one, Daz? Tom Hickey from West Coast to Sydney.
He's had some glimpses, Tom Hickey, of looking like he's going to be a handy player. It just shows there is that real value now in having support in the ruck area. A lot of players play that role stay on list for a long period of time because you lose your ruckman and it can dismantle your whole team. So he's a bit of a journeyman now, Tom Hickey, but I can understand why you look for that extra ruck support.
Now, there's some flow-on effects from all that. It's going to be a big day, the final day of trade period today, guys. You want to discuss this now or next? Because there's a lot of big deals still to go through.
I want to have a good run at this. Let's take a break and come back. Tom Brown on really what's going to happen on the way home. Before we get to that, though, let me take you through the other situation. So Rory Atkins from Adelaide to the Gold Coast, Zach Williams from GWS Giants to Carlton, Isaac Smith from Hawthorn to Geelong, Aidan Corr from GWS to North Melbourne, Joe Danaher, one of the big ones, from Essendon to Brisbane, finally done it. Took 2 years to get Joe Danaher out of the Bombers. Brad Crouch, as we know, Adelaide to St Kilda, and the other trades, Zach Langdon, GWS to West Coast. Oleg Markov leaving Richmond to the Gold Coast. Jesse Hogan from Fremantle to GWS was a big one. Kyle Hardigan from Adelaide to Hawthorn. Peter Wright from the Gold Coast to Essendon. And Mitch Hannon, Melbourne to the Western Bulldogs. Braden Pruce was the other one that came through the last couple of days. Another ruckman, Darts, always defer to you. He's a good ruckman, Braden Pruce, from Melbourne to GWS Giants.
Strong unit. The Bulldogs also get Steph Martin from the Brisbane Lions to bolster their ruck stocks. And I think the Brisbane Lions have a potential ripper. Nakia Cockatoo is going to go from Geelong to the Lions, who is a super talented. Hasn't been able to get his body right, needs a new start. So they bring into a very good side, Brisbane, Joe Danaher, Nakia Cockatoo to their list as well. So fair bit's happened. When you put it all on the paper like that, Ed, you don't think much has happened. And Tommy's going to tell you the last things that will happen today in the trade.
The last pieces in the puzzle.
10 minutes to 7. Thanks to Let's Melbourne again. Tommy Brown, trade night finishes tonight with the final deals done. What's going to happen, Tommy?
Das, the big ones are Jeremy Cameron, Josh Dunkley, Adam Treloar, Jaden Stevenson and Jack Higgins. I'll start with Jaden Stevenson. North Melbourne, I understand, have offered Jaden a 5-year deal at $500,000 a year. Now, there's some discussion about what Collingwood's going to get back. I think it might be a second round at this stage. Collingwood will want something slightly better. But I expect Jaden Stevenson will most likely go to North Melbourne today, given the considerable size of that deal. Tom Phillips was after a 5-year deal at around 500 as well. There is some interest from Hawthorn, but not at that price. So at this stage, it looks like Tom will stay at Collingwood, but that'll be decided today. Mason Cox, it also looks like, will stay at Collingwood because Hickey, who Sydney was interested in Cox, but Hickey's gone to Sydney. So it looks that way that Cox will stay at Collingwood. As far as Jack Higgins is concerned, those discussions were ongoing yesterday, and I expect that Jack Higgins will get to St Kilda in a deal that will be done and lodged at some stage today. St Kilda also tentatively interested in James Frawley if he wants to come back out of retirement. Now, of course, the big ones are Josh Dunkley and Jeremy Cameron. Jeremy Cameron,
that's interesting. I bumped into James Frawley in the park the other day, walking Dennis the dog. Said, congratulations on your career, Chip. He said, no, the war's over. I'm feeling great. And you're saying the Saints might coax him out of retirement, Tommy.
Yeah, there's been some discussions there, Darce. Beyond that, I don't know the extent of them, but there is a degree of interest there from the Saints. Okay. So keep an eye on that one as a bit of a potential curveball today. Now, Jeremy Cameron, the Giants and Geelong are still at loggerheads in regards to this deal. The Geelong increased their deal yesterday to 13 and 15. The Giants still want better picks than that. Perhaps a future pick will unlock this situation. But the nuclear option in all this is Jeremy going to the national draft. and Geelong perhaps trading their way up in the draft with Collingwood or another club, say even Essendon, to get better picks.
Is there a third option that he goes back, gets the money that is now guaranteed at $950 and he stays at the Giants? No. Why is that not an option, Tommy?
Because Alex McDonald, his manager, emphasised that that wasn't an option in an interview, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday. So
of course he did.
That boat has passed.
What do you reckon he's going to say?
If it doesn't work out, we'll go back to it.
He's honestly not staying. He won't stay. Yeah. And in regards to Josh Dunkley,
he will for $900,000.
The Bulldogs want two first-round picks for Josh Dunkley. I think Essendon is very aware of the fact that he's worth somewhere between 1.5 and 2 first-round picks, and I expect the Bombers will get that deal done today. The Bombers are in a complicated situation because they've really got to unlock some flexibility with their picks just to get that deal right. But I still expect that Josh Dunkley will get to the Bombers by 7:30 tonight.
Okay, so tell me, where are they all going to end up in one sentence? Go.
Jeremy Cameron will end up at Geelong. I can't imagine they'll chance their arm going to the national draft. Josh Dunkley, I think, will end up at Essendon. Adam Traore, I think, will end up at the Bulldogs. Jaden Stevenson, I expect to end up at North. And Jack Higgins will end up at St Kilda.
Okay, Tommy, that's
we'll do a
your
scorecard
tip.
Tomorrow, Darcy.
We'll do a scorecard tomorrow.
See how right we were.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Tommy. Got a few interesting thoughts on a few of those, but we'll hold fire until
tomorrow.
What have you got,
Dustin?
You don't want Dunkley to leave, do you? Because you want your midfield to be... You don't want Dunkley to leave, do you?
Oh, look, I'm putting a hat on that to see. Jeez, I imagine if you could get Adam Treloar and keep Josh Dunkley. That would be... imagine that midfield. That would be... Throw that in with Marcus Bontempelli and Jackson McRae.
Jeez, I love that Dunkley. Can't get a run in the middle already.
Yeah, he can play forward, he can play mid, he can play ruck, he can play in the centre. It was a runner-up the best of Ferris the year before. Got to be a pretty good player if you want to make him your number one player. Anyway, you and I ain't getting involved in this, are we? Just playing a bit of our own fantasy football, I think, at the moment. So, all right, Tommy, okay, we'll see what happens tonight. A bit to play out, a few deals to be done late tonight. So,
Tom, just before you go, how does it physically play out these days? Once upon a time, everyone used to go down and sit in the John Elliott stand at Carlton down there at Princes Park and be in different rooms, and it was a bit like speed dating. How's it all done now, these deals? Is it all by remote control, Zoom and the likes?
It's all by remote control. I think all the list management teams and the recruiting teams will go to their respective clubs and bunker down this afternoon. The clubs are sort of off limits at the moment because of COVID, and they're sort of no-go zones in effect. The AFL encouraging people to work remotely, so they won't be at Etihad, obviously, the trader sites. All done remotely, all done by phone, all done by Zoom. But I think the clubs basically bunker down at their respective restaurants, cafes or clubs this afternoon, wherever they've chosen to go, or management offices, and they'll all sort of bunker down in terms of the lead-up to 7:30 tonight. So it's a trade period with a difference, but everyone's got a phone and you can lodge it online.
Let's hope that the fax machine doesn't break down. Nothing gets stuck.
Don't leave
like
until 7:20.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do allow a window for that sort of stuff, I think.
Well, they should just say 7:20 or 7 o'clock and that's it.
Correct. I
mean, the window. You have a deadline. I always love that.
The battery's gone dead.
There's a rule and then there's an exception every time. Yeah, but just there's the rule. All right. Good on you, Tommy. Good luck today. It's a big day for you. We'll look forward to seeing you tonight on 7 News. And we'll talk to you, of course, tomorrow when it's all done on the AFL trades.
Good stuff, Tommy. We love your work as always.
Triple M's Hot Breakfast at 8:30. Tommy Brown, let's get some news there. Sorry, Das, jumped all over you there. On location, of course. Das at home. I'm at home. Tom's in the studio. We're still doing all the COVID-19. No, don't go to work if you don't have to. And Tommy, you're ready to go today. Big day in the trades. Just take us through the big ones today.
I'll give you a forecast, Eddie. I'll start with Adam Treloar. There'll be two issues involved in him trying to get to the Bulldogs today. What pick the Bulldogs will give up, whether it's high enough for Collingwood, and also his money. It's been widely reported that Treloar's on a contract with 5 years to go, with up to $900,000 a year, and it's highly unlikely that the Bulldogs will want to cover all of that, so it's going to come down to how much of it they cover. On Jaden Stevenson, he's been offered by North Melbourne, I've reported, 5 years at $500,000. The issue here is that North don't want to give up a first-round pick for Stevenson, so the issue becomes what will Collingwood accept. Jack Higgins, I expect to become a Saint. Those talks were pretty productive yesterday. Josh Dunkley, a big one. We broke this story here on the Hot Breakfast about his intention to move from the Bulldogs, where he's got a two-year existing deal to go, across to Essendon. I'm told there's been productive talks on this, and he's probably, in Essendon's view, worth about 1.5 first-round picks. But here is the test. We've heard from Das briefly on this morning. The Bulldogs seem pretty adamant still that they don't want to trade Dunkley. And I'm told that they're recruiting guys down there. I think he's Sam Power, I think it is, isn't it, Das?
Sam Power's the list manager. He does a sensational job, Sammy Power.
He doesn't mince his words and doesn't usually change his mind. So we've had to find out what's going to happen on that front today. Jeremy Cameron, a massive one, trying, of course, to get to the Geelong Footy Club. Geelong offered 13 and 15, those picks to GWS yesterday. GWS rejected that, and they're risking getting nothing if he goes through to the national draft, and that's how Geelong take him. Geelong could offer those picks, 13 and 15, to Essendon, for example, get six back and position themselves well in the national draft, relying on no one taking him. So there's going to be a lot of argy-bargy, to say the least, on that issue today. Some of the big names outstanding: Ben Brown expected to formally get to Melbourne. Tom Phillips, he's sort of 50-50 whether he'll go to Hawthorn. He's on a good contract still with 1 year remaining at Collingwood. Fantasia expected to get to Port. Again, that deal still ongoing. Jai Caldwell also a bit up in the air, trying to get to the Bombers, of course. But the Giants want a top 10 pick, which is a bit unrealistic. You'd expect them to sort something out later. Having said that, a lot depends on a lot today. It all sort of interweaves, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that Essendon and Geelong have got to do a deal to get some picks, do you?
Yeah, Geelong could do a deal to free up picks with Essendon, or they could do a deal...
And that would open the way for GWS to open up a deal with Essendon for Caldwell, and then also get Cameron away to Geelong. So that's where that deal will be done, won't it?
Yeah, or they could do a pick swap with Collingwood. There's also some flexibility there as well. But of course, if they go that option, that's their last resort Geelong want to use, relying on getting Jeremy Cameron in the national draft.
There's a bit of next year's picks there that can be traded around as well. So,
yep.
Well, we'll see what happens. Tom, we look forward to you tomorrow, having a good look at everything that actually happens.
Tomorrow I'll give you a list of all the deals that have actually happened. We won't have any speculation. We won't make anything up. There won't be any things, if, buts, maybes. This could happen, that could happen. I'll give you the full list.
Thank you very much, Tom. Look forward to it.